This week, we're talking about where English started. We'll hear more about that in a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to take a quick look at a place where the language landed and flourished. I'm not talking about the U.S. I'm talking about India. English is one of the official languages there. It helps knit the country together. But India's new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, isn't a big fan. He rarely gives speeches in English, preferring to stick with Hindi. Many see that as a political preference. Our friend Deepak Singh has been thinking a lot about English versus Hindi lately. He lives in South Bend, Indiana, but this summer he's visiting his family back home in India.
I've been living in the U.S. for 11 years, so I speak and hear English language all the time. But I often crave Hindi, my first language, and one of the official languages of India. So before I left America to spend the summer with my family in India, I promised myself I'd only read Hindi language books and speak mostly in Hindi. It hasn't been that easy. A few days after I arrived, I set out to buy a short story collection by a famous Hindi writer, Munshi Premchand. I went to a well-known bookseller in my hometown, Lucknow, the heartland of Hindi language, but I learned that he only sells books in English now. At another bookshop, the shopkeeper pointed to an isolated corner where they had Hindi books. I bought one and took it to an upscale cafe next door. The cashier and waiters only wanted to communicate in English, no matter how much I tried to speak Hindi. I took a sip of coffee and opened my book. Just as I started reading, I heard the Miley Cyrus song, Wrecking Ball. I noticed a group of teenage girls a few tables away, singing along, shoulder dancing. When I was growing up in India, I went to an English school where students were fined for speaking in Hindi. Flunking Hindi class was almost a matter of pride. My parents wanted me to be fluent in English because it came with the promise of a good career, wealth, and status. Now India's new Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, wants civil servants to use Hindi instead of English. They've even been urged to communicate in Hindi on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media. I finished my coffee and walked out of the cafe thinking, where am I going to find someone who won't speak in English? Maybe I should ask the Prime Minister.
That's writer Deepak Singh in Lucknow, India.